Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Season 7 of the D1 Only Podcast presented by TAP, Thoughts, Actions, and Progress. My name is Eduardo Villalpando and I'm your host, and I want to thank our sponsor TAP for making this possible. Also, thanks to all the listeners for being here with us. Today we got ourselves a very special guest, Ronaldo Sagu. Thank you for being here, man, and welcome to the show.
No problem. Glad to be here.
For sure, man. Ronaldo is an NCAA Division 1 student athlete at the University at Buffalo. When he was in high school, he was tapped as the 44th best point guard in the country by Rivals.com and led his team to a state championship. While in college, he's been a vital piece for the Buffalo Bulls. He was named a Max Sixman of the Year during his sophomore year, and last season, he played in all 25 games of the season, where he averaged 13.3 points and 4.3 assists per game. So congrats on a great career so far, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, three-star recruit out of Orlando Christian Prep. Of course, you had multiple offers. I went to your rivals.com, and it was like FGCU, Charleston, Cleveland State, and UB, obviously. How is it that you decided that Buffalo is where you wanted to be at?
It was probably the best fit at the time. I felt comfortable with the coaches, and I wanted to go somewhere that gets to the NCAA tournament a lot, and that was a winning program.
Would you say that as soon as you visited UB, it was like a gut feeling of, okay, this is where I want to be at? Or did it take like a couple of weeks to process and actually like commit there?
At first I was skeptical, but just because I'm from Florida.
Yeah.
And New York, that's a major change. And then once I got here, I just knew like this was the best option.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to mention. Like, it's a hard transition coming from Orlando to Buffalo, man. I mean, of course, aside from the significant difference in weather, it's just like a different environment in general. So how were those first months after arriving from Orlando?
I adjusted pretty quick. It didn't really seem to bother me, because as I was out there in the gym or home, to be honest, for most of the part, so the snow didn't really bother me. It was a quick adjustment, and I'm a pretty easy dude. Like, I don't, you know, not a lot to bother. So as long as I got the gym, I was able to get somewhere to stay, so I feel comfortable.
That's dope. So, I mean, showing up, of course, is already half of the work. Do you have an advice for the younger generation of hoopers right now who are coming into college just about the importance of being always, like, available? The Stephen A. Smith said the other day on First Take, he was like, your best ability is availability. Availability leads to reliability, and if you ain't available, you ain't reliable. So, right. Just talk to me a little bit about that importance of staying locked in, because of course your first year you came into UB and you were playing only 8 minutes per game, and look at you now. Like, last season you averaged 37 minutes per game. So just talk to me a little about that.
I think just for the younger guys coming into college, is to just be ready, always be ready and always working, because it might not go the way it planned, like how you plan it to be. So everybody hit adversity in freshman year. I hit adversity because that was probably the first time I never really got to, you know, I was not the star or the main guys on the team, but I worked through it. I kept working every day. I didn't complain. So I just say for the younger guys to just come in ready to work and learn and build on each day and get better each day.
Yeah, because for me what's great is that you came, of course, your freshman year, and you started a game until your junior year, which talks just a little bit about your resilience. I had the NBA trainer, Drew Hanlon, this year, and he actually was telling to me, like, just about the new generation of hoopers, how, like, in their first or second year, if they're not playing, they try to jump ships and try to transfer, something like that. And he actually said a good quote. He was like, see if you can improve your current situation by improving yourself. Right. So just talk to me a little bit about that. Basically, your journey over these past 4 years at UB and how you've increased your role in the team.
Just over the years, just like I said, just working, expanding my role, building trust with the coaches, I think is the biggest thing. Just like, if you can't handle a simple role by clapping and cheering on your teammates just because your opportunity haven't come yet, what makes you think the head coach is going to give you a bigger role on the court? So that's how I thought about it. So just being able to perfect the role that I was in at the moment. And that's what I did all the way up until junior year, like you said, as far as starting. So I just try to be the best at the role that I was given and try to show them that I deserve a bigger role.
Yeah, so as I previously mentioned, your sophomore year, you won the MAC Sixth Man of the Year, and then your junior year, you started.
Yeah.
So how was that transition of moving from the second unit to the first unit, and how was the conversation with the coach at the, like, during the offseason of, yo, we're going to move you into a starting lineup?
We didn't really have a conversation as far as starting. I think it was kind of like, we already knew.
Yeah, you
but
know what's
as
up.
As far as like being six man, like I said, I just he told me, and I said, no problem. As long as I was playing, because, you know, I just came off that freshman year not really playing as much. So as long as I was on the court, being able to play, and my role was a little bit bigger, I was fine with that. So coming in the second unit, I feel like I helped the team a lot, and it helped me out, knowing that you don't always need to start. It's about who finished the game and what you do with the time given that you was on the court.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great mentality to have, especially because, as I previously mentioned, like, there's not a lot of hoopers who are actually doing that in college. Like, it's more about the ego and, yo, I was the man in high school, I'ma try to translate that into college one. Right. It's not necessarily the way all the time. So how important do you think it is for people to play collegiate athletics at this level, and how do you think it will help for the future, not only for a pro career, but just in general for a regular person?
Well, that's kind of like a good question, because I'm not against not going to college.
Yeah.
You know, especially like how I, like, who I was in high school and like how kids are now, like in high school with all, like, you know, like the mixtapes and like how good they are. Like, kids are only getting better. The game is only getting better. So I feel like you should take the best advantage, you know. You know what I mean? If it's, you know, how they having all these different leagues and giving out different money. My opinion, I like it, you know. I feel like, you know, college is a good route, you know. Everybody want to go to college, get a degree. That's very important. But I feel like some people are in different situations. So if you need to help your family immediately, I feel like you should go a different route. It's just all on your situation, I feel like.
So would you say that since your early days in high school, you knew that you wanted to play college
basketball? Right, yeah.
For sure. All right, so do you think you gained certain skills like time management, or which other skills did you gain while your time in college, like these past 4 years?
Probably just like responsibility.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say time management. I think I had good time management, but being responsible, because you own your own. So like, just being, knowing what to do, when to do it, like, you know. So being responsible for everything you do, and know that's like you're a grown man at the time. And like, whatever you do, its consequences is like no longer your parents there to, you know, cover you up.
Yeah, for sure. Especially, I think, just the fact that athletes since high school, they've been doing it, like, it's kind of normal for you guys, or for us, I mean, to translate from high school mm-hmm. to college, because you already have those skills that you've been practicing basically your whole life, right? So just one more question before we get to the final segment of the podcast episode presented by TAP, Thoughts, Actions, and Progress. Just talk to me a little bit about how you're feeling currently, both mentally and physically. We're recording this on November 19th, so you guys are playing Ryder tomorrow. So where do you think your game is at right now, and what are some of the expectations for the team this season?
Mentally, I feel good, you know. Just every day being consistent, you know, waking up, you know, being blessed. Physically, I feel good, you know. Just take care of my body, you know. Just doing the right things, living right. As far as the team goes, I feel like we just every day get better. And every game, get better with every game and win every game possible that we have. And for me, it's to improve whatever I need to improve to help my team win, you know. So whether that may be passing the ball, making reads, catch and shoot. So I'm just trying to win every game possible to finish out my senior year on a good note.
That's great. So do you think that over the years you have improved in the way of how you take care of your body after games, like icing, or before the games, like stretching or things like that, or really?
Yeah, for sure, because you only get older, so,
yeah,
you know, you like your body only have, you know, it's, you're not a kid no more, so it's the recovery time of when you get hurt is a little slower than now, so taking care of your body is very important, so just being proactive and just doing the work early and consistent, so your body's important, that's how you get paid, so.
Yeah, for sure. I know you guys are going to Cancun next week, right? That's
right,
gonna be so dope. I'm from Mexico. My boy here from Manuel is also from Mexico, so that's the spot to be at, man.
Yeah.
So this is the last segment of the podcast. It's called the D15, presented by TAP. It's just basically five rapid fire questions. You can answer them as fast as you can. Okay. Orlando or Buffalo?
Orlando.
Athletics or academics?
Athletics.
Favorite college memory so far?
Damn. Being Harvard.
Most listened artist at the moment?
Rod Wave.
Other than basketball related, what profession would you like to attend?
Soccer.
Yeah, just like anything.
I'd rather be a soccer player.
Yeah, you played in high school?
Yeah, that's my first sport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Up to when? When did you stop?
I stopped like eighth grade.
But was that because you were trying to focus on basketball, or were you just done with soccer?
Soccer, like, you know, it was crazy. Like, soccer was, like, you know, playing on travel teams really expensive.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So, like, my parents couldn't pay no more, so I just... Yeah. But I was playing both, so I just dropped soccer and just played basketball.
And do you think soccer gave you a good, like, fundamentals for basketball, just in terms of, like...
Yeah, your footwork.
Yeah, exactly, footwork.
How you move, endurance, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think the footwork...
You don't think
it's
so?
It's different, like a different aspect, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Footwork is, soccer do a lot. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, for sure. Well, that's all I got for you today, man. Thank you so much for coming to the show. I really appreciate you. And yeah, thanks also to all the fans for tuning in to another episode of the D1 Only podcast presented by TAP. And see you guys next time.
Sir. Thank you.